I can go on and on because you just got a real cool vibe, man. Yeah, we can talk and chill. We should like get coffee or something.
Yeah, we should, man. Absolutely.
We're in your house, we're in your car, we are wherever you are, playing you the rest of the best in gospel music.
Hi, my name is Apostle Burl Howard, and guess what? You're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ernest Pugh, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Soul Prosper Radio.
There you go.
Stay with me.
This is Ronan Harrison.
I'm Kirk Whalen.
Hey, this is Cheryl Pepsi Riley.
I am Tashina Arnold.
And together we are chosen.
Hey, Digger. This is your man, Fred Hammond.
This is Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, this is Percy Beatty, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
God is getting ready to open up the windows of heaven.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Soul Prosper Radio on the Record. I'm Fred Willis, your gracious host. And today I have the privilege of speaking with the one and the only Pastor Edrin Sutton. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, my brother?
Man, I'm doing real good. It's an honor and a privilege to be talking to you. How you doing today?
I'm well, man. No, the honor is mine. You know, there's so many people who do not invite you to their platform. So when someone such as yourself invites me, man, I'm always honored. Always honored.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we've got to talk about your new music out. It's entitled I Hear Rain. Tell me about that song.
Well, listen, man, I Hear Rain. It's right now. It's playing throughout the nation, on around the country. Mm-hmm. It's climbing fastly on the charts. But a song the Lord gave me about a year ago. Rain in scripture symbolizes God's favor. Mm-hmm. And the Lord was telling me one day that rain is coming for you. It's about to rain in your life. And then I was inspired just to write the song with a little Casio, small little keyboard on my lap.
Wow.
I wrote the song. I started pitching it to people.
Mm-hmm.
Certain people weren't calling me back.
Yeah.
Trying to get a little discouraged. You know how that goes.
Yes.
And I sent it to Kerry Douglas. If you know, if the listening audience know anything about Kerry Douglas, he's been the mastermind of the start of Keep Wonderboy Johnson, James Fortune, Ernest Pugh, you keep calling the roll.
Mm-hmm.
He called me immediately and he just said, listen, I want to sign you. If you write music like this, I want to sign you.
Wow. Okay.
I'm in the rest, and the rest is history. So I guess rain was coming in my life.
And rain, you know, in the symbolism of rain is also, you know, you think of rainfall in when something is coming. It's not just a few drops, you know. And so just sending the song, you know, kind of elicited some rain falling that way as well.
Absolutely, man. Right. That means overflow, man.
Yeah.
That means a continual. And that also means, you know, when you are affected by rain, whoever touches you gets wet.
Yeah.
So that also means, man, who's ever close to me, man, who's ever close to you, the favor that's on your life, they're gonna be affected by the favor that's on your life. So for everyone who's close, I think maybe it was Dick Halen Carr, but everything attached to me wins.
I heard that.
Absolutely.
I love it so much. And y'all can tell by the conversation already that we are engrossed in that Pastor Edrin Sutton is somebody's preacher, somebody's interpreter of the text. He does wonderful work. He's originally from North Carolina, but he's been doing ministry in New York, the state of New York, for a while. In Poughkeepsie, in particular, is one of those cities that you never really see spelled out. You may hear it, but you never see it spelled out. And every Sunday, y'all, I would see the church updates of what was going on in Poughkeepsie. And now he's over in the Bronx at Caldwell Temple, the AME Zion Church. And he is a wonderful preacher, doing so many good things. We'll get into that in a minute. But just as a person, as an artist, I want to ask you about the challenge you said you talked about as you were shopping the song. It's we're no stranger to the process of shopping songs and people don't call back and stuff like that. But I want to ask you, as you went through that part of that journey, how did it challenge your faith and how did you handle it being a man of faith as well as an artist well aware of your gift?
Well, this might sound like an oxymoron. It was discouraging, but I was not discouraged.
Yes, yes.
And what I mean by that is I had a conviction when that song got hit, right? I'm like, I really believe this is something amazing. Mm-hmm. I really felt as if this was something amazing. But then a lot of individuals weren't calling me back whatsoever. So I was like, man, this is, you know, I can't believe this. But me knowing I had something from something great from the Lord,
mm-hmm.
I was still persistent.
Yeah.
And I believe oftentimes artists, they have something great, but the couple of no's, it just takes the wind out of them.
Yeah.
And but you just got to keep pursuing. You got to keep pursuing. And then I honestly, I was kind of surprised even when it shows you I sent it to Kerry Douglas, but I was still surprised he gave me a call.
Yeah.
you know, that's just, but you have to believe in what God has given you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so how long have you been a recording artist?
Was that since what, 2014, 2015? About five or six years now. Okay. Well, and really, that's not the truth. That's not, I mean, pioneering on my own about 5 to 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been with quartet groups since I was at about the age of 14 or 15.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So, So I've been doing this, learning the industry. I still have a whole lot to learn,
yeah.
But I've been doing this for years now. So I'm not some overnight sensation. This has really been a process,
mm-hmm.
For me. So I've done this for a while now.
I love it, man. They say now. Listen, it takes 20 years to become an overnight sensation. You got to be committed to the long game here. And I ask you that because I have one of your songs, I believe, from that 2014-2015 period. And I love it because I met you, and I got to shout out Gwen Atkins of the Gospel IQ. There's a phone call that goes out. It's an industry phone call that goes out every Tuesday, y'all. At one particular time, there was the person hosting the show was Lachelle Crump. And she would give artists a chance to introduce themselves, tell us all about a song. And I got that song, y'all, and it's the title made me I just knew it was quartet. But when I listened to it, I was like, wow, this is like in some contemporary stuff, you know. And so without just living in the past, I mean, your music is great, your artistry is great, it's wonderful. But tell us a little bit about that project from 2014 and that phase of your journey back then, if you don't mind.
Well, no, I do not mind. First of all, I just want to thank you because you're right. You've been consistent with me, and you've been down. You've been rocking with me since day one.
Yeah.
I wanted to try something on my own, and really, it was a quartetish album, but I never wanted that. It's just I couldn't have any help. I didn't have help, background singers.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to do all the background myself. And I said, you know, this is going to turn to a quartetish album.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did a song, and I think the song you are referring to is a song that's entitled Sunday Christian.
Yes.
And we did a little bit of marketing, and it really did pretty well regionally. I didn't know anything about charting or nothing like that. But it's so much so. Mr. Willis, so much so, man, that once I moved to New York, this is the honest truth,
mm-hmm.
I moved to New York, and there were three churches in the area, I believe it was three, two or three, but they were singing my music in their church.
Wow.
Things like that moved me to tears. I wasn't even pushing that project.
Yeah.
It was a starter in... It just blessed me, but I learned from a lot of my mistakes then.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, if you try to find that album now, you will not be able to find it online. You might see it come up, but because, you know, we've kind of rebranded ourselves, so we just took everything down.
Okay.
But
okay.
I'm proud of those beginnings.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, I love it so much. You got to have persistence, and you also got to have direction. And let me tell you something. I say this all the time. Artists, you got to employ the wisdom of God. Don't be afraid to invite him along on the journey, because he knows where he wants you to go, knows that your steps are ordered. And talking about ordered steps, moving from North Carolina to the East Coast to not only just be there, but to minister and further your career. How's it been relocating to the great state of New York?
I love New York, man. There's nothing like New York, man.
Wow,
there's nothing like, you know, of course, I'm a Southern boy, country boy. But God has been, he's favored us here, first in Poughkeepsie and now in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
And the people have, they've wrapped their arms around me and my wife, and we really love it here. We truly do.
Wow, that's good. I mean, as I said earlier, I watch Facebook for the updates. And, you know, it's so good to see pastors who are still excited about pastoring. Pastoring is it's a contact sport. It's a full contact sport. Many of our great pastors, so many who started out with so much zeal, so many aspirations, you know, after a while they're jaded, you know, and it's so hard to find that spark again. But as a young pastor, I'm assuming that you're a young pastor. Forgive me if I'm missing some years in your ministry.
No, you're correct.
Okay. As a young pastor, it's just so good to see your zeal. And it's really good to see the reward of your work. You know, you're reporting, you know, baptism, salvation, you know, people being filled every week. You know, Sunday school is growing every week. The numbers are there. Just talk about your pastoral ministry, your preaching ministry, and what the work you're doing in New York.
Well, I say this out of truth, but I say this humbly as well. It's really all by the grace of God, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think so many times we as pastors, we can have the tendency to lose our zeal because we try to define success by numbers,
mm-hmm.
or define success by attendance. And I mean, sometimes that just doesn't happen like that.
Yeah.
And it can take the wind out of ourselves, or, you know, we have certain expectations from parishioners or from our bishops, but we have to have all of our expectations from God.
Yeah.
And that keeps us with this kind of zeal. But where we are in Poughkeepsie, the Lord favored us our short time there. We witnessed over 100 new members and I believe 50 some new conversions.
Wow.
And, you know, I pastor in the Methodist church.
Mm-hmm.
So in the Methodist church, they kind of, you know, they ship you out like the military. And my bishop, he's graced me and knows how the Lord has dealt with us in the past. And there's been situations that just needed some extra help. And although we're faithful to God, I also believe in being faithful to a human representative of God.
All right.
And for me and my wife, that is Bishop Dennis Vernon Proctor.
Okay.
And so where he wants us to go, we trust in the godly leadership of him. That's where we go.
Okay.
So it's a faith walk, man. You know, especially for my wife, having to leave employment opportunities, aspects, family.
Mm-hmm.
It can be challenging, but if you do it with God, it's very fruitful and favorable.
Hey everybody, it's Fred Willis here. I hope you're enjoying my interview with Pastor Edrin Sutton. We're talking his new single, I Hear Music, and so much more. I want you to keep it locked right here for more from Pastor Sutton and more great gospel music. Before we end the show, you're going to hear I Hear Rain. And again, I want you to take the time to make sure you add this song to your collection. Make sure you add it on your streaming platforms as well. We're going to hear for a few messages from some of our friends and we'll get back into the interview. But until then, make sure you tell somebody. Make sure you let everybody know that you're listening to Pastor Sutton on the Record. I'll be back after these messages.
You're rocking with the gospel like you, yeah. Gospel like you. Gospel like you, yeah. Gospel like you.
The Gospel IQ Directory presents the Lex Gospel National Conference Call, held every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Dial in at 712-432-0900, along with the access code 307-394. Every week there's a new panelist. For more info on Let's Talk Gospel or inquiries on becoming a panelist, contact us through email at thegospeliq@gmail.com.
You're rocking with the gospel like you, yeah. Gospel like you. Gospel like you, yeah. Gospel like you.
Hey everybody, it's Fred here and I want to take a moment to talk financial solutions. If your financial future is not as secure as you want or need it to be, I want to introduce you to Keith Squalls of the K. Allen Financial Group. He's already helped numerous clients eliminate debt and even helped them pay off their mortgages years ahead of schedule. It's not too good to be true. It's too good to miss. Give him a call today. Tell him I sent you. The number to call is 877-888-6322. That's 877-888-6322.
This is FM2 of FM2 and Intentional, and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis.
Listen, the Bible says the race isn't given to the swift, neither is the battle to the strong. Know that the victory belongs to you. You've got to hold on. Don't you give up. Come on, Intentional, and help me say it.
SP Radio.
Yeah, you know, sometimes when I know a few other pastors in the Methodist Church who move around, and some are bracing, I guess, for their next assignment, wherever it is. It may move them out of state, may move them to another metropolitan area. But I always think about Abraham when God says, I got favor on your life, but you got to leave here to get it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And then God doesn't tell him where to go.
Yeah.
He just says, leave.
Yeah.
And oftentimes we are not open to leave because we haven't heard from the Lord as to where. But God says, I will show you where once you do what I first say, and that's leave. Get ready to leave. Pack your bag. God will always favor you if you do what He's initially said. He'll show you as you go.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So with your journey, I mean, you know, your journey is just beginning, I could say. So what would you tell any artist who, you know, thinks they want this life? I mean, now you're a pastor, but, you know, mm-hmm. that we have artists who do, you know, regular jobs, secular jobs, and they may say, you know, well, I can't do that. You know, I can't move. I can't relocate. And it's so interesting. I want to say this, too. You're in New York, but you're not in the New York music scene. I don't.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. I mean, listen, y'all, when you're talking about the favor of God, and, you know, He said, I hear rain, and sometimes you got to go where the rain is. I'm not going to preach on that, but.
Yeah, you're right.
You got to go where the rain is, and even when it's relocating you. And that's so interesting that the favor that you're experiencing. I'm seeing other gospel outlets pick up your story. You know, and you're not at every midnight musical. You're not at every concert somebody's doing. You're not, you know, doing whatever you're doing to get on radio everywhere here and there. And God is still favoring you. So what would you tell another artist about, you know, putting their journey in His hands and trusting Him all the way? What would you tell them?
One of the biggest things is process.
Mm-hmm.
We want to possess but not have the process.
Whoa.
And I think even initially with me signing to Black Smoke Music, I was so focused still on what it is that God promised that I would possess,
mm-hmm.
that I failed to think about what the process would mm-hmm. be. And that's oftentimes why God doesn't show us all the way. Oftentimes He'll show us the destiny, but not so much the journey.
Because sometimes
if you know the journey, you just might abort the destiny. And so that's what I would tell them. Take your time and prepare for the process. I always talk about qualitizing efforts.
Mm-hmm.
If you qualitize it, God will quantitize it. And real quality takes a process. It's like the difference between a microwave meal or, you know, that soul food, the crock pot. You know, one, you can get it instantly,
yeah.
but the other one, it has to sit. It smells. You smell it through the house so much. So you want to open the pot that grandmama is cooking. She pops your hand. And it's teasing you, it's bothering you, it's upsetting you because you smell the promise, but yet you cannot possess it. And that's what process is. It says if you get it now before it's not finished cooking, it will make you sick. And so that's what I would tell all artists, the process, it grows you, it matures you, and gets you ready for what God has for you to possess.
This is the Lord's servant, hear ye him.
Oh, I've got to come back on your show every week.
You know you show welcome, because Lord have mercy. Woo! My God, man. Today. Y'all, that was so heavy right there, man. Okay, so I'm trying to stay focused. I got to finish the show, but I just want you to know that hit me right where I am. Just, you know, like only preachers can do, you know, they just hit you real good and knock you out. And you say, okay, yes, Lord, I hear you all the way. But I got to finish the show. But that one, y'all, if y'all don't receive it out there in listening land, just know, Pastor, I received it.
You're crying, man. I appreciate you receiving it.
I received that one. That was the Lord's servant. He been on me all this interview. And that's good, too. You know, because, oh, Lord, the Lord orders our steps. Go ahead.
But But I mean, but that's the truth, man. We're so, and it's just our human nature. It's not for you to feel bad about yourself.
Right.
But it's just our human nature to get so focused on the destiny, on the promise of God.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest, I submit that the blessing is not so much in the destiny, the promise, but the biggest blessings is in you walking by faith, learning the journey. Learning, you've read it, but learning that, yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will feel no evil, for thou art with you. It's those points on our journey that grows us up, that grows our faith, that shows us, you know, on your way up, teaching you how not, once you get there, not to act like you all that in a bag of chips.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what the process is for. And I've seen, I'm not going to call no names, but I've seen individuals who really didn't have the proper process.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And if they were in the process, they didn't allow the process to process them.
Right.
They became little gods.
Yes.
They became prideful, egotistical. Right. And God does not want those kind of individuals in those platforms.
That's right. Wow. Y'all, this is so good. I love the guests that come on, because you know we are so real on here. We don't mind getting to the meat of the word as it applies to us, even when it doesn't feel good, even if we have to say ouch before we can say amen. And Pastor Edron Sutton is no different. He is, as I already told you, he is the Lord's preacher. And so I'm so glad that he shared that nugget with not just y'all, but me too. His new single, I Hear Rain, is available. And before I let you go, man, I really want to make sure that we understand everything that you're talking about when you say I hear rain. One more time, just break that down for us. I hear
rain. Yeah, I hear rain. You know, Elijah in the Bible, you know, it hasn't rained for a season. Again, like I said, rain symbolizes God's favor.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain.
Oh, yeah.
Yet, he doesn't see anything. And oftentimes, we hear God's promises in our spirit, but yet we don't see the manifestation of it in the natural.
Mm.
So no matter what you see, you have to declare what you hear in your spirit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what you have to learn how to declare. And you will always begin to see whatever it is that you say. You will always see whatever it is that you say. And I hate to say this, I hate to even mention this, my favorite basketball player, Kobe Bryant,
mm-hmm.
Who just lost his life, him and his daughter and the other individuals.
Mm-hmm.
But even with him, and I hate to say this, but one of his closest friends, NBA basketball star Tracy McGrady, said, but he would always say, he would always say he wanted to die young.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so what he said, words are spiritual.
That's right. That's
what
right.
What he said came to fruition. So we have to learn, no matter what you're going through in your life, speak God's favor and you'll see God's favor.
But how do you retrain your mind? See, I watched that interview as well. And, you know, Rachel Adams tried to shape it a little bit, you know, before the interview ended and say, you know, well, with the kids, I'm sure he probably changed that. But, you know, he would tell T-Mac, I'm going to die young. I'm going to be immortalized. Sure, he's immortalized, but it's a tragic ending to his life.
Yeah.
I would even say it's an early ending to his life. So how do you retrain your brain, retrain your spirit, man, to begin speaking life, to begin speaking positivity? How do you retrain your mind to do that?
Well, absolutely. Well, first of all, simply, and I'm not trying to be simple, but it's the truth for me. You get in the Word of God.
Yes.
You get around people. You get around people of faith.
Mm-hmm.
You get around Fred Willis's. You get around people who can stir you up. You know, there was Mary and Elizabeth. Both of them are pregnant, but once they get together, a baby on the inside of one starts to leak.
Wow.
That's what happens. You got to get around people who's at another place. You got to get around people who's possessing what you want to possess. You got to get around people that when they talk, something happens to you on the inside. And oftentimes we are around stagnant people. We're around stagnant music. We're around stagnant entertainment. We're around unfruitful media. You've got to get around things that will stir you up. And that helps to change your mindset. oftentimes we want to be entertained, but we don't want to be empowered. Entertainment does change our mindset. We don't realize it. Mm-hmm. It conditions our mind subtly. But get around words of empowerment. Read something. Read some books. Just get around influential people with knowledge that can teach you different things so you can change the way you think.
I love it. I love it so much. And this is my last question to you, because I heard you say this in the beginning, and I want to ask you just, you can speak pastorally. You can speak just as a believer. When you read the word, when you pray, how do you know God is speaking, and how do you interpret his voice? Because you said you got to this by hearing, I hear rain. So just take us through your process, or any process that you would advise a believer. How do you hear God? How do you hear God? How do you know he's speaking, and how do you interpret what you hear into written form, as in a song or something like that?
What Jesus says in his word that my sheep, they know my voice. Mm-hmm. They know the voice of the shepherd. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes we can hear God's voice, but we don't discern that it's his voice.
Right.
And one of the ways that we can help have a better understanding if this is God is simply spending time with him, spending time in prayer. You get to understand his voice a little clearer, but also sometimes it's just, there's proclamation, there's confirmation, there's affirmation. God gives you a word, that's proclamation. Sometimes it was that God, he'll give you another word from somebody else, that's confirmation. And then he'll give it to you. It could be a billboard. That's affirmation. So sometimes God will speak in twos. He'll speak in threes. So you'll be aware and convicted that this is the word of God. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes for me, it's something that hits heavy. I said, ooh, this is from God. Mm-hmm. If I try to let it go and say, okay, maybe that's just my mind and it still has me, I try to put it on the shelf and it won't go nowhere, I know that's from the Lord.
Yeah.
I know it's from the Lord. And so it is. And then that's not a rule for thumb. Everybody has a unique way how the Lord speaks to them.
Yeah.
You have to spend time with him to learn how it is that the Father communicates with you through his Holy Spirit.
Wow. That's some good teaching, y'all. If you are lacking this level of teaching in your life, you need to connect with Pastor Edward Sutton today. You definitely need to download this song, I Hear Rain, stream it. Or add it to your collection. I prefer that you add it to your collection in addition to streaming. If you're anywhere near the Bronx area in New York, you need to get to Caldwell Temple as soon as you can and allow him to impart this gospel wisdom into your life. I believe that, you know, some of the things that God wants us to do, they require a certain leader. They require a certain environment when you do go to corporate worship, because I can tell you, I've been in some dry places, and I've been in places that the moment I walk in, creativity returns to my mind. So it's very crucial where you worship. And I am advertising y'all for Caldwell Temple. You need to be in the place like that. You need to be under leadership like this that hears from God and can certainly instruct you in this way. Pastor Edrin Sutton, y'all, has been my guest today. I am thrilled to have had him on with me.
Oh, I'm the more honored and humbled, my brother. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. I Hear Rain. It's wherever you can get music. It's on all DSPs, digital streaming platforms. Make sure you add it today. And Doc, we're going to be in touch, because I told you I'm already watching the updates every week for what God is doing at Caldwell and beyond. And so it's award season, so I hope to see you around at some of these award places. If not anything else, to just shake your hand and meet you in person to kind of culminate these 5-6 years of fellowship online.
Oh, man, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Be honored to. Matter of fact, I have the opportunity of singing at the first Stellar Award event this year. So it'll be my first event that the Stellar Awards is hosting this year. So I'm very honored to do that.
Absolutely. Look, y'all, there's a plug right there. We'll see you in Vegas at the Stellar Awards, the 35th annual Stellar Awards. It's Stellar sanctioned. So that makes it even better, even more special. See, if when you obey God, he begins to open doors. You don't have to kick anything down. You don't have to do any backroom deals, but he knows what he's doing. So we thank God for the favor on your life, and we thank you for favoring us. with some time from your day. We won't hold you, but we do want to again thank you one last time for being on with us today.
Thank you, my brother. The pleasure is mine.
All right, all right, all right. We want to thank Pastor Sutton for his time today. He was so gracious to share so freely. And, you know, whenever I get a pastor on like that, I'm going to tug on them a little bit. I'm going to have them talk to us, talk to all of us today, because we all need a word from the Lord. And as you heard him say, you know, that relationship with God, you can hear his voice. You can interpret his voice. And hearing God's voice led him to write this song, I Hear Rain, and he shopped it around. But, you know, God orders our steps. That's something that I want to share with you. God knows what he wants to do with what he gave you. And so he got it in the hands of Black Smoke Music Worldwide, and the rest is history in the making. We again want to thank him so much for his time today talking with us. We want to thank Kerry Douglas, obviously, for making this available. We want to thank Pastor Sutton for his time today. I want to thank my real good friend, Ms. Kimberly Norsworthy. She sent me a piece on Pastor Sutton, and I said, you know what, without further ado, like I'm on the show talking, I was like, yo, I got to get him on the show ASAP. And so I wanted to do that as soon as I could. So those of you listening, make sure you go to soulprospermedia.com and read the write-up that Ms. Norsworthy provided me from Worth Inc. PR. Yeah, I gave you a real good shout out, Kimberly Norsworthy. That's all you. She's my real good friend. She sends me pieces. We've worked together on a number of pieces for her outlet, This Gospel Life. So make sure you go check that out as well. Also, yeah, I love my network of colleagues and friends and artists that I know. As you heard from Pastor Sutton, listen, I've been rocking with him since like 2014. And it's really good to see good things happening for them and to them. So if you're an artist, you're listening to this show, listen, hang in there, you know, be steadfast. That's 1 Corinthians 15:58. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Seek God again, you know, ask his wisdom on what to do with what he put in your hands, what he's given you to do, because I guarantee you he has a plan for it. And Pastor Sutton is living proof of that. Again, thank you so much for listening to On the Record today. We had such a good show. I hope you learned something. I hope you, learn something about Pastor Sutton, a new artist. Make sure you go find his music, discover his music, add him to your streaming platforms, and subscribe to the show if you have not already on the podcast. If you have not, lock us in on your web browser at Soul Prosper Radio as well. Go to the Listen link, listen.spradioshow.com, and you can catch all of our shows, all of our broadcasts. You can see the stream from the station there 24 hours a day. We're on. I want to connect with you. Find me on Facebook. I am Fred Willis. The page is Fred Willis. Soul Prosper Radio. Look us up there. Soul Prosper Media Group. You can find me on any of those platforms. You can see what we're doing, what we have going on Instagram. Come holler at me. Who is Fred Willis? That's me. That's my personal page. You can also follow the SP Media Group at SMG Music Media on Twitter and Instagram. And I Know Gospel is my handle on Twitter. That's my personal handle. If you want to just see what I'm doing, but I want you to see what the company is doing. All right. Again, thank you to all these wonderful people that I've been talking about, and yourself included. Shout out to all of you wonderful people that make this possible. All right. Until next time. Until next time. May the Lord be with you and everybody you know. All right.
This is your friend, Edwin Sutton. And listen, you're listening to the greatest radio station, Soul Prosper Radio, with my brother, Fred.
It's been a dry season in your life, but God told me to tell you it's about to rain. Get ready. I hear rain. I know.
I know.
It's been.
It's been
a dry season.
A dry season.
You've done. Everything you could.
All things
within your reason.
Within your reason.
You've sown.
You've sown.
So much.
So much.
But there's no breakthrough.
But there's no breakthrough.
And the devil's told you.
Maybe.
He's a liar.
It won't
ever come through.
Ever come through.
But
I hear the sound of rain. Thank you, Jesus. Things are about to change for you. This is about to be the best year of your life.
Your dreams
are gone.
So you settle.
You live under your privileges.
You don't reach for
greater levels. But I need you to do something today. Get up.
Look up.
For God has spoken. The heavens
right now
are open over your life.
Now
open up your mouth and say, I hear the sound.
I hear the sound of rain.
Things are getting better right now. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Breakthrough is here. Deliverance is on the way. I hear the sound of rain. Wherever you are, I want you to lift your hands up and just say this now.
Man, it's for real.
SP Radio.